Well, it was a selection shock that paid unbelievable dividends, with the Socceroos beating Turkey 2-0 in the FIFA Men's World Cup.
First touch, Nestori Makanda! Oh, my word! It's a Nestori moment in Vancouver!
Plenty of noise yesterday. That audio courtesy of SBS. Well, ahead of the Socceroos' first match, coach Tony Popovic benched his two most senior leaders, captain and goalkeeper Matt Ryan, along with his deputy midfielder Jackson Irvine. And the starting lineup had 10 World Cup debutants, including a 22-year-old Patrick Beach in goal and former refugees Irukunda on the wing and Toure up front. Analyst and former Socceroo Craig Foster spoke to Luke Sydenham-Dundon at Melbourne's Fed Square after the match. He said the decision was brave, but put the football world on notice.
Our politicians like to say, oh, we're small. They like to keep Australia small. We can't make an impact, anything. We shouldn't do anything. And Tony Popovic said, no, that's not going to happen. We're going to play a 20-year-old Burundian refugee kid who we love. We're going to put a kid young player in goals who's hardly played for Australia. You know, we're going to put Ocon Engsler in midfield, who chipped the ball beautifully over for the first goal. And he's shown bravery, you know, in his selections and in the start of the game, going at Turkey, who thought they were going to dominate us. Well, you know what, Çalhanoğlu, mate, you guys dominated the ball. Yes, they had a lot of it, but we dominated the goals, mate. So what do you want? Because that's what football's about. So it's an absolute masterclass, and it's a triumph for Australia. I just hope that the broader Australia gets how important this is, how great it was.
We almost need that on a T-shirt, don't we? We dominated the goals, mate. Well, one man who knows all about goalkeeping heroics for the green and gold is four-cap Socceroo Andrew Redmayne. Andrew, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks for having me on. Yeah, exciting times.
Yeah, what did you make of yesterday, particularly with all these new faces, Andrew?
Yeah, I thought it was a kind of astute kind of performance that was resolute, that I guess kind of stems down from Tony Popovic himself. He was that kind of player. He's that kind of manager. And we just looked kind of almost impenetrable at the back, and we absorbed a lot of pressure. Like Fozzie just mentioned, we didn't have too much of the ball, but I thought we were extremely clinical going forward.
Mm. What's it like trying to get the balance right with young players? Some of the young players can be overwhelmed by this kind of big occasion. Others, they're so young, they're almost fearless about what they're going into. How difficult is it to tell whether a young gun is good to go?
I don't know. That's probably a part that's it's probably a bit higher than my pay grade. So, you know, that's why Tony's making the decisions he made. But having worked under Popper, I know he'll make a decision and he'll stick by it, and he'll kind of die on his own sword. But having said that, there was certainly some eyebrows with his selections, but they paid off immensely. I thought Patrick Beach was absolutely phenomenal in goals in his World Cup debut, but I think only his third cap from off the top of my head, which is phenomenal. It's it was certainly a goalkeeping display that was far kind of greater than his in his history in the green and gold jersey.
Yeah, Patrick Beach, he made 8 saves, which is the most of any Australian goalkeeper in a World Cup match. You know what it's like to be standing in front of the net. Mentally, that's a big day out.
Yeah, huge day. I'm not really one to kind of look at total number of saves made. I think it's a kind of a skewed system. But I think if you just took his whole performance into perspective, it was assured, it was resolute. I think barring one kind of errant long kick in the first kind of 10 minutes, other than that, every pass, every action really hit the nail on the head, and he looked completely assured in goal. So I dare say it's going to set up a massive, massive game against the US.
That's right. So next weekend we are taking on the United States. How do you regard their team and their chances? What do we know about them?
Oh, yeah, they've been up and down in friendlies leading into the World Cup. But again, it's kind of a result that shocked me when they put 4 past Paraguay, who was a very defensive team, and they kind of opened it up a bit like butter. I mean, they've obviously got a lot of quality on the ball, and they've got some players playing in big leagues around the world. But at the same time, they seemed kind of effortless. So I think, two wins from US and Australia, it certainly sets up a mouthwatering clash with top of the table in this group.
Just finally, it was a lovely crossover of young and old yesterday with Irukunda, his goal celebration mirroring that of Tim Cahill. What did you think of that? It was kind of nice.
Yeah, it was nice. I'm not sure if it was planned, but I mean, Nestroy's always got something up his sleeves for celebration. He scores enough goals that he kind of warrants that he can, think about it in advance.
Andrew, it's been great to talk to you this morning. The eyes of the nation will be glued on this match next Saturday. I'm sure you'll be parked in front of the telly watching it as well. Thank you very much.
No, thanks for having me on.